Good morning. This is Sunday, the 17th day of February 2019. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit. And now we wait and look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, like He promised that He would come every Sunday to give us something He wants us to think about this week. And so He continues to show us the way. We tell you, we pray, Jesus, we're ready whenever you are. We be still and listen for your voice.
I am with you. I am with you to bring you positive reinforcement, encouragement, and support. For you are upon the earth now. Some of you are in the middle of your journey, a lifetime of experience upon earth. Some of you might just be beginning. Some of you are drawing nearer and nearer to the end, the time to return home. But no matter where you are along your journey upon the earth, I am with you to encourage you to keep moving, to put one foot in front of the other. Take a step every minute or every hour or every day, but move forward. Do not be distracted from the fact that you are on a mission. And the first thing to do is make sure that your connection is clear to home base, the place where guidance is sure. I am with you so that you might endure, enjoy, celebrate that which you see and come to know as life upon earth. For it is fleeting and soon will pass, and you will move on to another segment of your eternal life at last. But until that time, there is much to do. And the way will be made clear for you if you maintain your connection with God. Today I wish to touch briefly on the exercise of judgment, which is something that each of you do many times, sometimes 100 times a day. It has become a practice, something ordinary, something accepted. It seems natural. When something happens or something's broken or there is an accident, that immediately the first step is to find fault. Who did this? Why did you do it? Questions. Distractions from resolving the matter at hand. This judgment is learned early in life. At some point in the history of mankind, it will become vital that you stop the judgment and address that which needs your attention. If something is broken, let us say a glass falls to the floor and breaks. Oftentimes it is the case that there is a voice coming from authority saying, who pushed this glass? Who knocked this glass? Who dropped this glass? There is judgment, there is blame. I would like you to begin looking at these incidents which occur in a different way. In fact, why don't you try this today? If you encounter an accident, instead of turning around to see who knocked over the glass, begin cleaning the glass from the floor. Pick up all the glass. Make sure it is safe to walk there once more. If a door to outside has been left open, rather than setting a course to find the person responsible for leaving the door open, be quiet. Close the door. Now, I could list 5 or 6 or 1,006 incidents which could direct you. But these few things said this morning are enough, really, to show you the way to begin addressing the matter at hand rather than fault finding. Slowly, this will begin to change your perspective. And it will become more important to set things straight, to make the repairs or clean up the mess, than it is to find fault, to blame, to criticize, to correct. Some of you will disagree. Some of you will think it takes too much time and the person who did it should fix it or pay for it. But I tell you, it is better to address the issue at hand. Because in this way, you are living the words you would say. It is a better lesson. It is a better way to teach children or others around you. It does require some humility. It does require you to hold your tongue often. But it will begin to change how things unfold in your household or in your workplace or on the playground. Things such as this are learned by example. Soon you will find that even a child who knocks over a glass of milk, after they have been in this type of environment, will simply get down on the floor and clean up the mess. There will be no issue about who did this or who did that, because there is no fear of judgment, of harsh language, of punishment. You will begin to notice that cleaning up the mess or setting things straight is really the issue at hand, and it only needs a little bit of example for others to see. If you topple a glass, then get down on your knee and clean it up. No fuss, no tension, no stress. glass of milk might seem small, insignificant, but you can apply this to anything. It takes someone to begin. It takes someone willing to go down on their knees and clean up the mess. But it's the only way for others to see how to proceed without arguments, stress, guilt, punishment, or shame. I suggest you try one day and see how it works. I believe you will find it will eliminate judgment from your mind when the goal is to set straight, to walk the way in peace, to take care of that which comes to you each day quietly and reverently, blaming none, loving all, setting things straight, and rising tall to walk the way.